In Grand Rapids, Michigan, there are increasing calls to charge the police officer who shot and killed a black driver during a traffic stop last month. While the investigation is ongoing, the officer is still on the payroll and receiving benefits. From member station WGVU, Kylie Ambu reports.
It's been about a month since residents here were stunned by the fatal shooting of 26-year-old Patrick Lioya. The black Congolese refugee was killed by Christopher Schur, a white Grand Rapids police officer, following a scuffle during a traffic stop.
Stop!
Body camera footage shows Schur making the stop when he's unable to match the license plate with the car Lioya's driving. When Schur made physical contact, Lioya ran away, leading to a foot chase and a struggle over the officer's taser. The scuffle ended with Schur on top of a face-down Lioya, and Schur shooting him in the back of the head. Officer Schur is on paid leave and stripped of his policing duties pending an investigation by Michigan State Police. Patrick Lioya's parents call the killing unjustified. Speaking through an interpreter, his father Peter says it was an execution of his firstborn son.
I was thinking that Patrick will take my place.
Alakini, kuona kabisa ameuawa unyama na ule askari polisi.
And to see that my son has been killed like an animal by this police officer.
Hapa naona sina maisha, nimesikia roho yangu kabisa imevunjika.
I see that I have no life, I see my heart being broken.
Naomba sheria.
I'm asking for justice.
The Grand Rapids Police Officer Association has thrown its support behind Schur. It released a statement calling Lioya's death tragic, but affirming Christopher Schur's actions, saying an officer, quote, has the legal right to protect themselves and community in a volatile, dangerous situation such as this, in order to return to his or her family at the end of their shift. While Michigan State Police investigate the incident, ultimately it's Kent County Prosecutor Christopher Becker who will determine whether to charge Schur in Lioya's death. There have been calls for Becker to recuse himself, because of the long-standing relationship between the prosecutor's office and police department. But Becker says there's no reason he should step down.
I don't know any of the individuals involved in the case. I don't know the officer involved. I don't know Mr. Lioya. So, you know, the law is pretty clear on when disqualification is appropriate, and none of those are met here. I've done numerous officer-involved shootings over the past 6 years I've been elected. I don't know why that would change now.
Becker has received a preliminary investigative report from the state police, but says he's still waiting on forensic findings from the manufacturer of the body camera and taser.
I have no idea what comes back from that. It could be earth shattering, could be nothing, but you know, you don't want to make a decision before you get that material.
As the city awaits, public pressure continues to mount for police reform.
We are fighting for our lives, too. We could be the next country!
There have been weekend protests and marches that have shut down a city commission meeting. Additionally, since 2020, activists like Olabanji Olatunde have been rallying for police reform.
If people would have listened, it would have been preventable. But now it's just like, I told you so, Mom. That's exactly what it is now. I told you so.
Grand Rapids city leaders say they are making changes, proposing to more than double the budget for its Office of Oversight and Public Accountability. Activists' calls remain consistent. They want Christopher Schur charged and fired, and the department held accountable in Patrick Lioya's death. For NPR News, I'm Kylie Ambu in Grand Rapids.